Well, it would help. It would help in trying to solve the financial crisis. It wouldn't fix it completely, but you know, if you go back and you look years ago, the state income tax was 7%. The tax on oil and gas was 7%, and we've made a lot of changes to that. Now we're down to a 5% income tax, and we have varying rates of what oil and gas is. We have a 2% rate in the first 3 years, a 7% after, then there's some credits. But what I'm proposing is that we go to the 5%, the same as what the state income tax is. We keep that at 5%. We do a 5% on oil and gas, and we also put a 5% tax on the generation of wind energy. And I've been looking at this for some time, you know, probably 3 or 4 months about this idea. And then last week, some of the oil producers came in and said we thought we ought to take it to 7. I said, well, actually, I think we could do 5 and generate a you know, generate some more revenue and be fair across the board. Everybody would be 5. And then the other part of what my proposal is that we put a moratorium on the tax credits that until they're reviewed and renewed, and then instead of renew them in the proper in the manner that we are now, we renew them more in a rebate program where everything's transparent. You know who got them for and how much. You have an idea when they're going to cash them in, and you put some caps on how much can be cashed in. Because what we need is we need some consistency, we need some stability in the economy right now. And I've gone out to a lot of different town halls and different forums and things like that, and what we're seeing is people are they're in despair. They don't know what the state of Oklahoma is doing, and I'm thinking people, businesses that are looking at possibly coming to Oklahoma have to be the same way. They're looking at how we're running our state government, and they're having to hesitate and say, you know, is that really where I want to go?
Let me ask you now a little bit more about this 5% proposal on oil and gas, the gross production tax. Do you think, though, that the people who are only paying 2% gross production tax, and that's most of the drillers in the state, that they would be willing to compromise and go up to 5% rather than 7%?
Well, what we have to have is we have to have somebody that's willing to negotiate on behalf of the citizens of Oklahoma and looking at the best well-being of the citizens as a whole. But if you look at the cost associated with drilling a well, I mean, I'm on the school land commission, and we have, you know, the school land commission of Oklahoma has more minerals than anybody else in the state. And you can look and see when we have these mineral leases, you can tell you exactly where the scoop and the stack is, because they're paying $5,000 an acre for the rights to drill and then giving up 3/16. So that's a big investment. And the cost of drilling is, you know, is a big investment. All these factors going from 2% to 5%, while it's a factor, it's not nearly as big a factor as those other risk factors they're looking at. And then they're going to make it up on the other end because it goes from 7 down to 5. And so unless we find some type of revenue stream, this idea that we're going to grow out of this or we're going to cut our way out of it, you look at it from every angle. I mean, my plan, I basically say what we need is a Dan Ramsey plan. We need a plan that says we cut out every unnecessary expense. But you know, and he tells you to do that, but he also tells you better figure out a way to increase your income. And so that's one of the things. And then we have to be able to put money in savings when time is good. If we don't do that, we're going to find ourselves back into the situation over and over again. This provides some stability and a long-range plan. It doesn't solve all the problems, but it helps tremendously.